Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? So, if I heard the top of the hour news properly, Chick-fil-A is going to continue supporting LGBT types. Is that what I heard, Rich Heaven?
Well, I think it was more of an admission to basically stopping donations to charities like Christian charities that might have been against the LGBTQ lifestyle. So yeah. I don't know if it was as direct as what you just said, but I think they're just going to redirect their charities to education. That's why I brought up why they should help us create self-sufficiency, preparedness schools, which would bring not just bring people more rural, but to give them options, build skill sets, build synergy, teach them how to grow food, you know, all the 19th century skills that we've lost and basically have created our youth to be in so much despair because they don't have the skill sets, they don't have the options, they don't have... And when you don't have options, you don't have opportunities because they've been so socially and politically indoctrinated to being followers and not thinkers that I think if Chick-fil-A did this with our help, we could really make a big difference. Vince?
Okay, so I'm trying to read through the news quickly, and I'm trying to figure out, is Chick-fil-A supporting LGBT, or are they anti-LGBT?
Well, they are and have been anti-LGBTQRSLMNOP. I don't know what the hell it is, but they haven't been supporting them. But what they have admitted to do is to stop the donations to charities like Christian groups that may have criticized LGBTQ activists. And you know what? That's one of the reasons. And I don't want to open up this can of worms because we've talked about it. These people, when all this propaganda came out, when they started going public, the first words out of their mouth is to the American people, we should not legislate morality. That's an admission to what they do is immoral. Okay, that being said, I think if, and I'm thinking partially of the vote, I'm thinking partially of adult mutual consensual sex. I don't get it. I'll tell you right now, just like when you said when your son was in that motel room, I do not understand how two men can feel that way, but then you got to look at all these pedophiles who have abused these children and how messed up in the head they get when they become adults. And all the estrogen mimickers in our plastics that hold our food. Soy is 90% estrogen. You know, there's so much estrogen mimickers in our drugs, in our food, in our water. I would personally like to get to the bottom line and find these corporations and these big deep pockets people that are poisoning our people. I think that's more important because, again, they admit it's an amoral issue. However, going back to the point at hand, I think Chick-fil-A just cannot, they were bombarded despite their profits with all this, you know, offense from the people who feel that these activities should be normalized. And I want to spend 1,000 times more energy into the pedophilia ring, because I think a lot of these people, I remember Gwyneth last week or a week before even said that, Vince, she had a couple of friends who were raped as young kids. I can't remember if they were boys or girls. And one out of two, they were sisters or twins or something. I'm paraphrasing her, and I can't remember the whole thing. But she said one turned out to go into the LGBTQ arena. And I think there's a lot of little kids that get abused, and they get messed up. And that's one of the reasons why I don't think pedophilia is adult mutual consensual sex. I don't think anybody does. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's so big in the alternative news. You know, like I mentioned three articles today, the royal family biographer is defending Prince Andrew because she said soliciting sex from minors is not pedophilia. They're changing definitions, okay? An NBC reporter arrested for asking 9-year-old for sexual photos. I mean, this, it's gotten out of hand. How come, I want to ask you this, Vince, with all the threats, the treason, the sedition, the espionage, bought and paid for from the left, how come there's so much talk from A.G. Barr? How come there was supposedly a ton of pedophilia on Anthony, and evidence on Anthony Weiner's computer? Where are the police from the New York City Police Department? For those of you who've been listening to me for years, you know I stick up for the police. And I know there's some bad exceptions. But why? Is it worth holding on to your job and your pension just for your own personal gain? To let your own country go down the tubes? Why isn't anybody speaking up in the New York City Police Department?
Years ago, Mrs. Finelli and I would go to these government offices where you have to go. Okay, if you want to pay your taxes, if you want to renew your tags or your license plates, if you want to renew your driver's permit, if you want their permission to do something, you have to go to these offices. If you want to have a get prepared expo, they will tell you what you will do to use their facility. So for example, I was told, I went to Springfield, Missouri, to lease the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. It's a very large facility. It's a combination of city, county, government-owned property. They run it together. And the city is in the business of selling you licenses to sell your products there, to be an exhibitor and take revenue from the public. And they want a fee for that. And so at that point, I realized that I can no longer look at the little people who demand at the counter where you pay. I can no longer look at them differently from the people who make the rules that make you pay. So what I'm saying is, we used to, Mrs. Finelli would say, yeah, but, you know, she that's her job. She has to extract money from our wallets. That's her job. She wants to keep her job. And after a short time, I said, no, I don't look at her any differently, the gal behind the counter. And it's usually gals behind the counter, because I think they're more successful at getting money from you rather than some guy who you might be confrontational with, because they're trying to steal money from you. So I look at them all the same. I look at the people from the little people at the bottom of the government food chain the same way I look at the people at the top of the government food chain. They all are in the same club trying to steal money from us every way they can. And just because it's their job, they are part of the conspiracy to steal money from us. So what I'm saying is, I don't look at the little people and say, gee, it's too bad that they got to be so mean and rotten and try to steal money from us. I look at them as all part of the same cartel. And I'm not happy with any of them. I'm really not. I don't want to go to a government office. I don't want to have to renew my driver's license. I don't want to have to pay real estate taxes, personal property taxes, fees. Oh, I don't want to do all this stuff because it's theft. Because if they said to me, hey, if we take the gun and don't point it at your skull, would you contribute to our fund? I'd say absolutely not. Get out of here. But because they have a gun pointed to my skull, I think that it's a little better for me if I comply for now. But I'm not crazy about complying. So I read the rules very, very carefully. I interpret them to the best of my ability, and I pay those parasites as little as possible every step of the way. As little as possible. If there is a way that I can legally avoid paying taxes, you know, kind of the way corporations like Federal Express does, I'll do it. And I'll defend it. And I'll read them their rules when we go into a challenge. When they say, Mr. Finelli, why did you take this deduction? I'll read them their rules. Because I've written notes as to why I've done what I've done. I'm ready for them. All the time. Because I read their rules. And I don't want to pay them anymore. I mean, really, does anyone listening go into a store like the Chinese Factory Outlet and it's $10, the thing that you're looking at buying? And you go, you know what? I'll give them 20. Would you do that? Of course not. So why doesn't everybody read the rules? Why don't you read the rules? Learn how to do it. Do your own taxes. Learn. It's simple. Publication 17, you can download it. Look at business use of the home. Look at business deductions. You'll be impressed at how much money you can save. But how many people do it? Hardly anybody. Why? I guess it's too hard. I guess it's like farming. I guess it's too hard. It's why don't people move out of the city? I guess it's too hard. I'm looking out the studio window right now. There's a red tractor. It's an International Harvester. 1989 model. It's got a 1,000-pound bale of hay on the back of it. Our son's out in the cold. He's all bundled up. And he's feeding, unrolling that bale of hay for the cows. They're all following him. That's what he's doing. He's not sitting behind a keyboard, clicking numbers, digits, commas, decimal points, and letters, and special characters, making appointments for people. He's not clicking a mouse. He's out there working. He's actually making something. He's making food for everybody. That's what we do. And so maybe when you look at government employees, you know, and I'm not talking about the guy who's got the road grader. I'm not talking about the guy who's mowing the median. I'm not talking on the highways. I'm not talking about the guy who's actually building something. I'm talking about the people who just clicked the mice. What actually have they done for you today except steal from you? What? What? I'd like to know. Rich?
You know, it's just like when you were talking about the Depression a few moments ago. I've talked to a lot of old Montana families who went through the Depression. They didn't even know there was one because they had gardens, they raised animals, they hunted, they fished. They lived with frugality. The only thing that they took notes on, and when I mean notes, I mean borrowing money and paying interest, is their home and their land. That is it. So we're not using the same business model, the same template, if you will. And we need to go back to common sense and the flow chart that made America great.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. offgridmontana.com, and you can go there and you can see the images of what life is like on the small farm. And Rich, for statistics purposes, so how many people are there who are farmers? Class, get ready for this. You're not going to believe the number. Between 1-2%. Literally, between 1-2% of Americans are farmers. The rest of Americans, 98 or 99% of them, depend on us. Absolutely, positively depend on us, because without us, they're dead. There are more people right now locked up in prisons in the United States than there are farmers. Anything wrong with that number? Think about that. Why? Because farming is really hard. I mean, really hard. And it never stops. You can't say, well, 8 o'clock, I'm going to work on the farm. 10 o'clock is my coffee break. Noon, I'm going to get ready for lunch. 1 o'clock, I'm going to come home from lunch. 2 o'clock, I'm going on break again. And 5 o'clock, I'm done. Done. No more to do. Nothing on the list. No homework. I'm done. It's not like that on the farm. It's 24 hours a day. I got an invitation to travel. I've gotten many of them. Rich, you invited me to come out there to Montana.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can't leave. I can't leave. You know,
yeah,
for
I spoke
me,
to your son, Vince,
a
few months ago, and he said he's got a plan 2 weeks in advance to leave, because I invited him out here as well. He says he has to plan 2 weeks in advance just for a weekend off. You know, and this is another reason why we need these self-sufficiency preparedness schools, because farmers are going bankrupt, there's more delinquencies, there's more bailouts occurring, especially for the big corporate farmer. And we need it. What America needs, Vince, we need to talk about ideas and solutions. And what we need an executive order from President Trump, just like a line item veto. We need line item ideas and solutions. We need to vote and debate on specific ideas and solutions, and not vote for individuals who gets bought and paid for, blackmailed by censorship and surveillance. We need to give America back to the people, like Trump is always saying, and he hasn't done yet. The Republic is bought and paid for. We need public forums, we need citizen review boards, and we need ideas and solutions where people can speak freely and give ideas and solutions to the little people, the bottom 93%. And if we had self-sufficiency preparedness schools, not only would our GDP go up, and Vince, I want a few moments after this next break to talk a little economic 101 regarding inflation and GDP and stuff like that too, if you don't mind. We need to go back to reality. Everything is fake. Everything's phony. All the numbers are corrupt and manipulated. We're not going to give the little people a chance to even survive if we continue at this pace. And we have to think outside the box. A self-sufficiency preparedness school in America would do so much good to create vocations, to create survival, to create jobs, to create businesses, because pushing buttons and managing paper and being politically correct is not going to do it, Vince.
Okay. I'm with you. You know, you've mentioned for years now that we should do a preparedness school, and I thought, okay, so what we'll do is we'll pick up 200 acres, we'll take 100 of it and make it for a common area for all those who buy 1 or 2 acres. People would own 1 or 2 acres. I've talked about it for weeks on the air. We would have, alternative energy. We'd have our own solar array. We'd have our own water system. We would have a meeting building, we'd have an agricultural building, we'd have an agricultural shop, we would have a greenhouse, we'd have a mechanics shed, and I offered that for weeks at about maybe $1,000 an acre, right? You can buy one, put your own container on there and cut out some windows, and there you go. One person expressed interest. One. Hey. Well, when we come back, I just want to mention something about the two-tiered system, and then I'd love to hear the rest of your Economic 101.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another round of public hearings going on now in the House impeachment inquiry. Opening this third hearing, California Democrat Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Panel, again accused President Trump of linking U.S. military aid to Ukraine with politically motivated investigations. Meanwhile, the ranking Republican on the panel, California Republican Devin Nunes, was accusing the mainstream media of distorting the truth. And he says reporters are puppets of the Democratic Party.
With their biased misreporting on the Russia hoax, the media lost confidence of millions of Americans. And because they refuse to acknowledge how badly they botched the story, they've learned no lessons and simply expect Americans will believe them as they try to stoke yet another partisan frenzy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us in class during the break. I called a toll-free number, and I'm going to give you that number right now. It's for CenturyLink's loyalty department, 866-270-7498. I called that number because the internet went down. during the broadcast. And so I talked to this gal. You go right through. You don't have to go through any of those prompts. And I said, so my internet went down. Here's when it went down. Here's the time it went down. And I'm calling for my $50 credit. She said, I'm sorry. Our system's down. We're updating our system. I can't help you. CenturyLink. So if you have a bona fide beef with them, that's the number to call. That is took years, about 15 years to figure this out. And I'm giving you the secret number, 866-270-7498. That's the CenturyLink loyalty department telephone number. One other thing I want, and don't abuse it, please. Do not abuse it. And don't tie it up, because I got to call them back. All right, so Representative Stone, okay, Scott D. Stone, North Carolina, House of Representatives. He wants to know why the North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles has a secret office set up for special people. Now, you're not one of those special people, neither am I, and neither is Rich. So what happens is you stand in line for hours and hours and hours to go to the DMV for your license or your registration or your title transfer, whatever it is. But if you're a special person, higher up in the North Carolina government corporation departments, you can learn of this secret facility and you can get your transaction done in 20 minutes. Separate set of rules for y'all, the bottom 93%, me too, and Rich, and them. And it's just one more tiny piece, tiny, tiny speck of government corporation abuse using your hard-earned money, tax dollars, to create a separate office for the people who tell you what to do. And Scott Stone wants to know why. And he's in the government. Now, I've heard that we've got one in Missouri. I've heard that there are other states. California has them. And these are for the special people who tell you what to do. It's an outrage. Rich Sheban's been talking about this for a very long time, probably since day one. And he's absolutely right. And you can look it up. Secret DMV offices. Heck, you know that you get free haircut if you're a senator, right? You know that. That's nothing. That's nothing. Well, I mean, those guys are busy, right? They have to look their best. You know, Prince Andrew, he's got to look his best. They all have to look their best. And you get to pay for it. So I just want to share that. Rich Sheban, back to you. I'm just going to pop down the microphone and sit back and listen.
I'll try to be as quick as possible, Vince. I know we're running out of time, but I've talked about special rules, laws, and accountability for different people, different groups, so many times I'm blue in the face. And you mentioned DMV. They even use the DMV database in Kentucky to steal names to basically change votes. I mean, the whole system is so corrupt. The DOJ, CIA, FBI, we've talked about this so many times. The whole system has no credibility left. The American system is illegitimate, where you get a job based on what group you're in. You know, just like, for example, in the first quarter of 2017, when the Swiss National Bank bought over $80 billion of stock, Alphabet, Apple, Microsoft, Johnson & Johnson, ExxonMobil, Amazon, Facebook, AT&T, GE, Procter & Gamble, Pfizer, Merck, Coke, Pepsi, Visa, Comcast. Basically, when the central banks try to corner the whole toxic system, the system that's illegitimate, and they own everything, they get to make the rules. And that's what why nothing is making sense anymore. That's why we have no rule of law anymore. You know, when they talk about, I talked about GDP, I talked about inflation, unemployment, how all these numbers are illegitimate, okay? They're changing the calculations. They're changing the units of measure. You know, GDP doesn't show inequality. It's kind of analogous to the few gazillionaires controlling the mainstream media. Has nothing to do with accuracy or what's correct. They just control the narrative. That's all there is. So GDP, you can have, let's say you have a town of 100 people, just for simplicity purposes, and 98% are living paycheck to paycheck. They're broke. They're renters. And two people have all the money, they have all the property, and they rent to the little people. You can make GDP shine just because of two wealthy people in that town. That's what's happening today. The whole system is whacked out, and that's why they base consumption on GDP and growth on 70% of U.S. consumption of people, of consumers buying. It's totally illegitimate. Now, let me just go over this Treasury IOU central bank corrupt manipulated system. The U.S. government spends, creates debt, it goes to the Federal Reserve and then prints money out of thin air and then exchanges them for U.S. Treasury bonds. The U.S. government pays interest on all these Treasury bonds. Well, the amount of debt created by this transaction is greater than the amount of money created. For example, you heard me say this a million times, it takes $4 of new debt to create $1 of so-called GDP growth. And it's been that way for probably at least 4 years, and it's rotated between $3 and $6. So the economy can't grow fast enough to pay off the debt, especially in a central bank debt-based system. So the whole system is collapsing right now. And basically the little people are losing everything. So there's the world, and this is a world situation. This isn't just a U.S. situation. The world is issuing new debt to pay for present debt. That's exactly what we're going. But when you look at all the units of measure, freight, shipping, PMI, there's just so much, and PMI or PPI, Producer Price Index, which measures inflation at wholesale levels. I mean, every unit of measure, every definition, look at valuations right now. Look at the overbought situation. Everything is saying, ouch. Everything is saying the system is about to be broken. You know, we have liquidity and solvency relationships for everything becoming more volatile. We have more debt, less savings. Lagarde, who's now the new head of the EU, said that when we talked about this last week, you're better to have a job than savings. Basically, that's selling the narrative for future behavior for the little people to accept to go broke. And it's just like inflation. Vince, I want you to chime in on this. You know, China and Japan are dumping U.S. treasuries, our two biggest debt holders. Warren Buffett's sitting on $128 billion of cash. But don't worry, if he invests it, just like what's happened before, us little taxpayer people will bail him out, which has happened already. So when you talk about inflation as a unit of measure of a healthy economy, how do you do that? Here in Montana, inflation's absolutely way different than somebody in New York City, where I used to live. It depends on what your needs are, what your wants are, what your lifestyle is, how much debt you have, how much cash flow you have, your health. This is why I often talk about four things you can put many subsets underneath here that's so important for a good life, and that's and they're all waning for the little people, and that's freedom, liberty, time, and health. And they're all waning dramatically and going and waning faster in time because the little people no longer has protection, rights, or restitution under the law. They use our taxpayer dollars for propaganda to create wedges and foment hate between people based on shade of skin pigmentation, based on your gender or the gender you identify as, or based on your sexual orientation, or based on your generation or your religion. Their whole job is to manufacture perception and sway public opinion. If we do not read up, folks, and I often talked about how important it is to read about Marx, the Communist Manifesto, the Frankfurt School, Alinsky, Cloward, and Piven. They have literally manufactured the little people to be drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. And if we don't think for ourselves, everything will be, will have absolutely loss of individual rights, whether it be through austerity, group identity politics, and political correctness. It doesn't matter. Pretty soon, You will not have the ability to think for yourself because you'll be called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, conspiracy theorist with an anti in front of every word, and an ismist and phobia on the back of every word. That's how they're breaking people down. That's what happened with Chick-fil-A. They got broken down. They quit. They threw in the towel. So I'm asking the owners of Chick-fil-A, if you really want to do something good, let's get people together and create self-sufficiency preparedness schools. It doesn't have to be called that. It doesn't have to be a school. If we could have funding for this, we could change America and turn followers into thinkers and save a lot of lives along the way. Because as I've mentioned many, many times, we have literally given welfare to the rich, welfare to the government workers, welfare and liquidity to the banks. All the people who've been protected by printing money out of thin air has been the too big to fails and the too big to jails, the super wealthy. Fractional reserve lending, banks getting more, lending more money than they have. Stock buybacks. I've talked about this for so long. That's the only reason the stock market is up, or one of the big reasons, is because the big corporations are, instead of putting money into expansion, new products or services, research and development, and people and infrastructure, they're putting more money into new debt so the elite, the CEOs, can cash in their stock buybacks and make money through artificial means of increasing the price, boosting earnings per share, creating new debt, creating more acquisitions and mergers, which usually means consolidation. So they buy back their shares, they give dividends to the wealthy shareholders, which are the wealthiest 8-9% of the public, and they stick executive cash into the pockets directly of the people. And when all this breaks and all this comes crashing down, all this high-yield junk bonds are going to go into default. We can see, I talk about default and delinquencies and bankruptcies going through the roof as often as I can. So, Vince, when you hear about things like inflation, I want you to comment on that because, you know, whether it be where you live in Missouri, it could be, you know, you look at Kansas City, you look at St. Louis, you look at where you live. Don't you agree that if you do certain things a certain way, you can cheat the inflation unit of measure a little bit? I want you to comment on that after we return from the break.
Okay. Rich Even, offgridmontana.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, Richie asked me about inflation. So inflation, class, is the insidious theft of your monies. We'll use the term monies, value. It's hidden theft. It's money stolen from you through the erosion of purchasing power. Let me give you a couple examples. So in 1964 and before, a dime was 90% silver, and it was worth 10 cents. That same dime today, just the metal value, not no numismatic value, no special rarity, just the metal in a 1964 and earlier dime, puts the value at $1.24. If you have a 1965 and newer dime, because the silver was removed, that dime is worth 1.5 cents in its metal value. So just rough numbers, just very, very rough numbers. A 1964 dime is worth about 100 times, almost 100 times more than a 1965 or newer dime. In the 1960s, you could take a dime, that was 90% silver, and you could buy an ice cream, you know, like an ice cream sandwich, ice cream cone. You could buy a Coke out of a machine. You could buy and still have money left over if you bought the house brand of soda at a can of soda, 12-ounce soda at the supermarket. They were 7 cents. A loaf of bread was 12 cents. I know this for a fact because I was there. You get a men's haircut or a boy's haircut for 25 cents and a men's haircut for 35 cents. These are the real numbers. You could buy a gallon of gasoline for 24.9 cents a gallon. I did in my lifetime in the 1960s. So inflation is your purchasing power gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And that's because the government is in the business of creating more currency. It's an insidious theft. So the longer you hold on to money in your bank account, the less it's worth. And in our neck of the woods here in Missouri, people are absolutely positively broke. That's because we don't push buttons. We actually work for a living. The people who push buttons seem to make a lot of money. And if you look at the businesses that are really doing well, they're in the entertainment business. They're in the it feels good business. They're not in the
Hey Vince, I'm not sure if I lost you. If I think we only have a couple minutes left, but I'm gonna basically pick up where you left off. Sounds like your internet broke down again. Okay, so I'm going to just finish it up here, folks. Basically, when we shuffle money around and create creative accounting, if you will, for non-productive, non-earning purposes, and put it to things towards breads and circuses and basically distractions, dumbing down and dividing the American people, it means nothing is real. We lower the bars of standards for printing. We get jobs through group identity politics. This disincentivizes the working value and the whole process along the way.
Hey, I'm back.
All right. Well, I just picked up where you were kind of leaving off a little bit.
Well, I wasn't leaving off. I got disconnected.
Yeah, I know you did. And the engineer popped in and told me, and I kind of just mentioned a few things. We only have a few seconds left. But basically, folks, we're seeing increased bankruptcies, defaults, and delinquencies. So economic cycles deal and wealth and inequality and debt are going to increase. And this is basically deflationary. So we have inflation issues, especially in urban, suburban America. Just look at your taxes, your insurance, your maintenance in the cities. And look at where the food comes from in the country, okay, in rural America. I'm just saying if we picked up some of those lost 19th century skills and dovetailed them with 21st century technology, your deflationary, inflationary ratio could benefit you, okay? Because when we have less lending, which we are, because people, like I mentioned with Warren Buffett, holding on to $128 billion of cash, this creates a decrease in money supply. Even though they're printing left and right with the repo rates up to hundreds of billions of dollars a day, which we've talked about in detail, but it's affecting different areas because the money is going to the too rich, the too big to fail, the too big to jail. They're going to the banks to keep them liquid and solvent. So when these, just think about when we get to the point where we have a decrease in money supply, and when loans are repaid and they're not recreated, this deflates bubbles creating from cheap, non-legitimate money. So if you're in an urban area, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to get ugly. And I hear the music coming, so folks, thank you for listening. Vince, I'll give you the last word on your own show. It's always a pleasure, Vince. Thanks for letting me exercise my First Amendment rights.
Thank you, Rich Sheehan. It's always delightful broadcasting with you, class. I got to tell you, it's getting tough. Once you get over the target, they disconnect you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.